Your day just got a whole lot better. You're listening to the Mutual Audio Drama Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
And now, Decoder Ring Theater presents the continuing adventures of Canada's greatest superhero, that scourge of the underworld, hunter of those who prey upon the innocent, that marvelous masked mystery man known only as the Red Panda! The Red Panda, mysterious crusader for justice, hides his true identity as one of the city's wealthiest men in his never-ending battle against crime and corruption. Only his trusty driver, Kit Baxter, who joins him in his quest in the guise of the Flying Squirrel, knows who wears the mask of the Red Panda. This episode, The Field Trip.
Roll call!
Molecule Max.
Lady Luck.
The Ogre.
Danger Dame.
This emergency session of the Justice Union will now come to order. Bring forward the prisoner.
Bring forward the Red Panda.
Thanks, I'm actually standing right here.
The prisoner will remain silent.
I've been standing here the entire time. You just turned the light on over my head. Which is dramatic, I grant you, but since we're the only ones here...
Order! Order!
I'll have a ham and cheese on rye, thanks. You aren't going to do that whole roll call thing again, are you? That was hilarious.
Red Panda, you are hardly in a position to laugh.
Then please stop being so funny.
You are here to answer some serious charges against you.
No, I am here as a courtesy call. The Flying Squirrel and I have followed an investigation to New York. We'll be here a few days. I'm just checking in.
You wish to file a Series TX-342 permission to operate outside jurisdiction application?
Not really. I flipped to the end. The butler did it.
Red Panda, there are procedures to be thought of.
Ogre, do you remember when all you could say was Ogre Smash? I liked you so much better.
Where is the Flying Squirrel?
I beg your pardon?
You said the Flying Squirrel was in town with you. Where is she?
Do you see her?
No.
Then I suppose she isn't here.
We have a number of concerns about her, actually.
Do tell.
To begin with, she never registered with the apprentice program. You have never filed a single status report on her training. Neither one of you have ever registered your secret identities or filed a Schedule 9B application to maintain deep cover.
We are not members of the Justice Union, Lady Luck. We have no interest in your programs or the forms that go with them. We fight crime in the manner we see fit.
Red Panda, if you could only see the great advantages to the Mystery Man community to cooperation.
You people don't cooperate, you regulate. You have meetings and mixers, and for all I know, you have bowling night, but I'm not entirely sure how much good you do, and I know I don't have the patience for it. I'm a little surprised to see only four of you. Do you even have quorum?
That's a good point.
Ogre, please. Hope and Glory are on a mission with the Huntsman and Captain Blaster. We have enough to continue with these proceedings.
And Tom tomorrow?
Tom is no longer a member of the Justice Union.
Yes, because you passed a binding resolution against time travel and called for the expulsion of all temporal aliens.
The resolution has passed in haste. We are working to correct the problem. It has been sent to the exemption subcommittee.
You passed a resolution against your own strongest member. I don't think he's likely to be interested in your exemptions. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
We're here to talk about you, actually. Aside from the problems created by your presence here, there is still the matter of the official reprimand on your record during the membership drive.
You mean when you sent a team into my city to try and strong-arm me into joining?
The Justice Union now restricts its direct influence to the United States.
A decision made shortly after I spanked your goon squad and kicked them out of my city. And you can't put an official reprimand on my record. I'm not a member.
Technically correct, according to bylaw 112733.
Olga, please!
We must have regulations, Danger Dame. Otherwise, we are simply dangerous vigilantes.
Like me.
As you say.
There is also the matter of your involvement in the reaction to the Kirk House resolution against alternate superteams.
You tried to ban the Society of Gentlemen Adventurers. If you didn't expect them to come out of retirement and hand you your big silly hats, that's not my fault.
You did join them.
All right, you have me there. It was fun. What happened to you, Molecule Max? You never wanted anything to do with this Justice Union nonsense.
Well, you see, Panda, Lady Luck and I...
Oh, no.
I don't see how that is any of your... It's a trouble alert.
No, look at the monitor. It's 9 separate trouble alerts. The First National Bank, the Art Museum, City Hall...
Bring the list. We've got to get to the launch bay. This could be a full citywide attack.
Right. I'll just wait here, shall I?
At the gun.
9 separate trouble alerts? At the same time?
Yeah, I just pushed every button I could see. Who wants to take chances? Are you gonna slip out of those manacles?
I thought I'd let you get them. I can't really see them behind my back, but I think they're rigged to explode.
You sure do know how to win friends and influence people. Give me a second.
Did you get what we came for?
You're the best boy distraction in the business. Full technical and security schematics for the museum and the Hessler Institute, and profiles of known loonies on the loose in the city. All from right under their noses. How long do you think it'll take them to notice?
They'll have to convene a committee first. Let's go.
Hey, we should take in a show while we're here.
What?
Well, I've never been to New York before. I just thought...
That once we were done chasing after a mad scientist bent on destruction on a scale we can't begin to understand, while avoiding conflict with the local masked heroes...
We could play tourists for a while? That's more or less it, yeah.
I don't see why not. But you haven't seen New York till you've seen it from the yawning abyss between skyscrapers at sunset.
Ah, the crime fighters package tour. I'll take it.
I'm terribly sorry to keep you waiting.
Not at all, Herr Doctor. I'm greatly honored by the opportunity to meet a world-renowned scholar such as yourself.
Oh, now, sir, you flatter me. I'm sorry, my assistant told me a name...
Von Schlitz. Professor Friedrich von Schlitz, at your service.
Yes, please forgive me.
Not at all, Dr. Reynolds. We are of different disciplines, you and I. You are one of the most renowned historians and archaeologists of your generation.
And those seem to be two of the very few areas in which you don't hold at least one degree, Professor von Schlitz. Forgive me, I find it so much easier to remember academic qualifications than names. You have quite an eclectic mix yourself. Chemistry, physics, and chair of paranormal studies.
Yes, quite. I find the barriers between disciplines often quite an artificial creation, Herr Doctor. The more I study, the more I see the connections that bind this universe together becoming clear to me. It is the way of the future.
Well, it's certainly admirable devotion to study in such a young man. Well... How can a man of the past such as myself help a man of the future like you?
I'm in your country today as a representative of my government. I have been recently named the chief scientific advisor to the German Reich. I read in the journals, sir, that your most recent expedition to the Mesopotamian River Valley uncovered quite a unique specimen. A stone figure of a creature, possibly a lion or a dog, some 16 inches tall?
Why, yes. Haven't had much time to devote to it yet, but we've never found anything like it.
Herr Doctor, was there an uneven break pattern near the base, as if the piece were merely a fragment of a larger work?
Why, yes. How the devil could you have known that?
An educated guess.
Yes. Well, the temple in which it was entombed was at least 4,000 years old. Though, oddly enough, there were no fragments in the chamber that matched the figure. In stone and in style, it was entirely unique, suggesting the piece we found was broken off before it was entombed.
Your supposition is entirely correct, Herr Doctor.
What's that?
Would it surprise you very much to learn that the piece you found is one of 6 fragments of a larger work, perhaps as much as 1,000 years older than the tomb in which your fragment was found?
6 pieces? But how can you...
Because the other 5 pieces have been recovered from archaeological digs from around the ancient world and are currently housed in a vault in the Reichstag Museum in Berlin. As far apart as the great Gobi Desert and the ice fields of Scandinavia. It is as profound a mystery as science has ever uncovered how these pieces came to rest in civilizations previously unknown to have had any contact. We have had teams around the globe searching since the first fragment was uncovered in a tube in sub-Saharan Africa 2 years ago. We are only missing this final piece... Now that you have found it.
But, Professor von Schlitz, you must know the museum would never allow such a rarity to leave the country.
Oh, quite so, Herr Doctor, quite so. What I propose is much simpler and safer. I wish only to produce an exact copy of the item, down to the very last detail, with the cooperation of the Hessler Institute here in New York.
The Hessler Institute? Well...
My government would be most grateful. And, of course, we would be sure to include the museum and yourself as co-authors when we publish our findings.
I suspect some members of the museum board may have some issue on political grounds, Professor.
We are men of science, Herr Doctor. The quest for knowledge must be above such petty concerns.
You're right, of course. And since you have the cooperation of the Hessler Institute, I'm sure the board will be satisfied. Come along. Let's see if we can't meet with them now. This discovery could alter the way we look at our own history. This could change the world.
You are correct, Herr Doctor. More so than you could possibly know.
This isn't quite how I pictured my first night in New York.
Breaking into one of the world's most famous museums?
Couldn't we have waited? I hear it's free on Tuesdays.
Don't get me started laughing. You'll have the guards on our heads.
You sure do know how to show a lady a good time, don't you? One of these days, we're going to go somewhere nice, right side up.
I thought the static shoes might simplify the process. After all, they don't often bother to put alarms on the ceiling.
In this town, you'd think they'd consider it. We may have sidestepped the Justice Union, but there's enough other mystery men, superheroes, and vigilantes in this town to give us plenty of trouble without even running into a single bad guy.
Now you know why I keep Toronto a one-act town.
I really do. Am I crazy, or do you see a couple of guards in that foyer?
See all of the above. It's all right. We're going this way. I don't think we'll run into too many guards.
Why not?
Because they're getting paid to guard the priceless treasures on display. What we want should be in a storage room with the rest of the recent finds, awaiting cataloging and study.
Good thing they don't know what it is, or we'd never get near it.
We don't know exactly what it is either, remember?
I haven't forgotten. But if somebody took the time and trouble to break it into pieces and scatter it all over the world, it's probably pretty serious.
Granted.
And since they did it 4,000 years ago, it was kind of a big deal.
Very likely.
Not to mention that anything the Nazis want this much can't be good for the rest of us.
That's 3 for 3, all right. This way.
Do you know where you're going?
Well, it has been a few years, and I was standing on the floor at the time.
Excuses, excuses.
Here we are.
Where?
That's the door.
Think there's alarms on the floor?
I know one way to find out.
Yes, boss. So far, so good. You want to work the lock, or should I?
Why don't you do it so I can submit a report on your training?
I got a report you can submit right here.
Easy, slugger.
Hey, aren't we actually committing a crime?
Yes.
All right, then. Let's start with these shelves over here.
I didn't really see any way around it, Squirrel. The Council of Mages is almost completely preoccupied with some of the dark powers operating in Europe these days, as is our old friend the Stranger. There's no hero working out of New York at the moment with a background in magic or a working relationship with the Council, however strained it may be. We were their last choice. Unfortunately, we were also their only choice.
Flattering.
And then some. Still, I wish they'd been a little more forthcoming. I don't like operating in the dark.
That's a shame.
Kit Baxter, behave yourself!
Yes, boss. That one was a pretty good pitch to hit, though.
Granted. I suppose the Council doesn't trust us much. They still don't understand what gives us our near invulnerability to magic attack.
I get the impression the Council doesn't trust us any more than the Justice Union does.
You and me against the world, I suppose.
I like those odds. I'm going to climb up and check out those high shelves.
It should be in with the other artifacts from the recent Mesopotamian dig.
Roger that.
Whatever this object is, the Council seemed to feel it was the final piece the Nazis need to gain tremendous otherworldly power. And since our old enemy von Schlitz has a background in fusing modern science and dark magic, who knows to what fell purpose he might put such a power?
I can guess. His bosses back home aren't getting ready for a Sunday social.
It is starting to look that way, isn't it? Let's see if we can't slow them down a little.
Red Panda! Over here!
Did you find it?
Close, but no cigar. I found this clipboard in its place.
Beast of Mesopotamia. Figure on loan to the Hessler Institute, Professor von Schlitz supervising. Well, at least the Council was right about that.
So, he's moved on to stage 2 already.
Right. So we go to Plan B.
Swell. What's Plan B?
Let's get a hot dog and think one up.
You are listening to the Red Panda Adventures from Decoder Ring Theater. Your address for adventure, mystery, and comedy.
Hetzler! Hetzler, where are you, man?
Through here, Professor.
Ah, hard at work, I see. Excellent. How is the progress of our little project? Have you copied the figure I brought you yet?
You can see for yourself.
I see nothing. Just the original piece I obtained from the museum.
No, von Schlitz. This is the copy.
What?
The original is in the vault behind you.
What? Impossible. I must see... Herr Hessler, I am very sorry that I ever doubted you. I must place them side by side. Do you mind?
As if I could stop you.
Now, there's no need for that, Hessler. It is truly a wonder. This experimental process of yours amazes even me. A precise copy of the final piece of the gateway, exact in every detail. Size, weight, touch. Impossible to distinguish between them.
I'm glad it meets with your approval.
And you finished so quickly. To think I feared that your heart might not be in this.
Your motivational skills are impressive, Professor von Schlitz.
They are they not? You have made quite a life for yourself here in America, Herr Hessler. Your inventions have given you money and power that few in the fatherland could even dream of.
I came here when I was 7, von Schlitz. America is my home.
Your disloyalty is disappointing, but not surprising, Hessler. It is a byproduct of American decadence. That is not important. How fortunate for us that your sister returned to Germany to marry. With her and her children in the protective custody of the Reich, we are able to instill a sense of patriotism in you after all.
Threatening my family can force me to help you, von Schlitz. You can't make me like it.
Your enjoyment is hardly of paramount importance, only that you obey. Soon, you and many others all over this world will learn the importance of obedience.
That remains to be seen. All that matters to me is my family is safe.
Indeed. Safe they are. I give you the personal assurance of the Fuhrer that they will remain so.
That wasn't our agreement. They were to be allowed to come to America.
And what would happen to your patriotism then, Herr Hessler? Perhaps it would disappear quite quickly. Perhaps you would see fit to inform the museum that it was they who were given the mere copy, while I return to Germany with the original and all it represents.
I give you my word.
Yes, yes, all very well and good, but there are difficult days ahead, Hessler. Even with the enormous power I shall harness for the good of the Reich, thanks in no small part to you, we will still have need of men of influence such as yourself to act on behalf of Germany in its interests. Unofficially, of course.
You mean as a spy?
An ugly word. I would prefer that you chose patriot. Destiny is testing you, Hessler. Should you fail, it may be necessary to place your family in a concentration camp. For their own protection, of course.
Von Schlitz, you fiend!
Carefully.
You give me no choice.
Music to my ears.
I must ask you. The copy I've made of this ancient figure, it is precise to the last detail. Surely you could simply use this to aid you in your research? Fitted with the other fragments, this would complete the inscriptions, the measurements...
I suppose it would.
That is precisely what the museum thinks you're doing. Why this subterfuge? Why put your reputation and that of your government at risk by stealing the original?
You would never believe me if I told you.
And yet there must be a reason. We are both men of science.
Yes, Hessler, but I am also a man of vision. I have the cunning to see what you do not, that there were forces in the ancient world of great power, universal energies that modern science has yet to rediscover.
This is madness.
No, not madness. Genius. These forces that the ancient world called magic wedded to the controlling influence of new technology. Just think of it. Think of what we can achieve. We can make this world into our own image. And this piece is the key.
How can that be?
Many thousands of years ago, there was a mighty civilization whose reach covered most of the ancient world. They discovered a means of tapping into powers beyond this world. They built this gateway to open the portal, drew in vast amounts of power, the kind of which you and I can only dream of. But they lost control. Forces from beyond this world came through, wielded the power against them. They brought an age of darkness upon the earth. All traces of that once great civilization were destroyed, wiped clean from history. But for a few tattered fragments, it was as if it had never been.
But how?
These are facts. History. The fact that it is not the history you learned in your foolish American schools is beside the point. In the end, the evil was defeated. It is not clear exactly how. The gateway was sealed and smashed, its pieces scattered around the globe, never to be remade. Until now.
Impossible! Even if this fantasy could be proved, even if it were all true, you would simply be unleashing the same destructive powers.
But I can control them, Hessler. It is my life's work to meld the ancient with the modern, to create power that has never been known for my people. Power to place the world where it belongs, at the feet of the Fuhrer, and so I have power such as this.
What are you doing? What is that?
That? An unassuming little ray gun. It looks almost like a child's toy, does it not? It channels dark powers, focuses them, controls them. I assure you, it is quite deadly.
But why? I said I would help you.
Yes, you did. Liar. It was naive of you to think that your copy could fool me, Herr Hessler. You intended to give your perfect fake to me and return the original piece to the museum. You thought I could never tell the difference. But there are powers, energies radiating from the original. These you cannot copy, cannot recreate. And of course, I am able to detect them. This will not go well for your family.
You cannot blame Hessler or his family.
What is this?
He was extremely reluctant to cooperate with me. But in the end, I can be even more persuasive than you.
What foolishness is this?
Not foolishness, Professor von Schlitz. Justice.
That voice. Who are you?
It hardly seems necessary, disguised as Hessler as I am. But if you would permit me to slip on this mask...
Forgive me. There are so many self-styled mystery men in this city. I cannot... Wait. You're not from around here, are you?
What gave me away?
The Red Panda. At last we meet face to face. You have been a rather quiet thorn in my side for some time now.
Have I indeed?
My spies and agents tell me so. They tell me you were instrumental in thwarting my plans for that American Zeppelin.
The Melchior, yes. Thank you for confirming my suspicions that you were behind that.
Come now, you knew, of course.
That you had rigged a Navy airship to explode over Toronto? Yes. But I was never able to prove it.
It was an act of justified retribution for an insult against all of Germany.
You would punish an entire city for the theft of your prototype waveform generator?
Thank you for confirming my suspicions that you were behind that.
You're very well-mannered for a supervillain. I did try and give you the benefit of the doubt, von Schlitz. I see now that was a mistake.
The last one you will ever make. You took Hessler's place, learned what he knew, and tried to trick me into leaving with a worthless copy. Clever, Red Panda, but not clever enough. It is a shame that you will not live to see the uses to which I will put the powers which I am about to unleash. To live as a slave to the new Germany.
Yes, I'm terribly disappointed. Perhaps I could take you more seriously if you made that popgun of yours look a little more threatening.
I think you will find it threatening enough. Goodbye, Red Panda.
No!
Stay back. She came from nowhere, left in front of the beam.
Squirrel, can you hear me? Squirrel!
How touching. I think perhaps I shall leave you alive to enjoy this moment, Red Panda. I will take the final piece of the gateway and bid you good day. I now consider us even.
Even? Even?
Now, now. She died trying to save you. It will all be in vain if you make me kill you, too. Then who would live to avenge her?
Von Schlitz!
Temper, temper! I think perhaps I shall take the precaution of melting these blast doors behind you. By the time you gain your freedom, I will be long gone. Auf Wiedersehen.
Is he gone?
You! You're alive!
That's my boss. Nothing gets past him.
But how?
Ah, come on, boss. Von Schlitz's gadgets are all mixtures of science and magic. I was pretty sure Dr. C's anti-magic force shield would protect me from that ray.
Pretty sure? You could have been killed.
To quote from that book of you, but I wasn't. I'm fine. Besides, I knew that you didn't have yours turned on, so I had to do something.
But...
The words you're scrambling around for are, thanks, Squirrel, good work.
Kit.
Besides, it all worked out, didn't it? Thanks to Mr. Hessler's cooperation, there were two perfect fakes made. And since we fitted one of them with one of those gizmos that emits a false signal of mystical vibrations,
Kit.
Von Schlitz is on the way back home with a piece that'll never make his gateway work. De Fuhrer will be delighted.
Kit.
That was a pretty good one, don't you think?
Kit.
The other copy can go back to the museum. No one will ever even know the difference. We already gave the original for safekeeping to the lady the Council of Mages sent, and since Hessler helped so much, they've agreed to use their agents in Europe to get his family to America. Everything worked out perfect.
Kit, shut up a minute.
You kissed me!
I'm sorry.
You kissed me.
I didn't... I'm sorry. I've always wanted to, and then it looked like I was never going to get a chance, and I just... I'm sorry.
You kissed me!
Please, Kit, believe me, how I tried. Everything was so nearly perfect. I didn't want to risk spoiling everything. I got greedy. Please, can't we just forget it?
No, we can't forget it. You kissed me!
Look, I know you're upset.
You know I'm what?
I don't blame you, but I thought Von Slick had killed you, Kit. I thought he'd killed you, and I'd never told you anything.
Back up a minute.
Couldn't live with myself if I let that happen again.
You kissed me!
Kit, I'm sorry.
And shut up a minute? This is what passes for romantic banter? Shut up a minute?
Please don't be angry.
What makes you think I'm angry?
Well, you do keep yelling at me.
Oh, right, sorry.
I know I've been a bit obvious.
You've been obvious. How exactly could I have made myself more clear? Billboards? A full-page ad in the Chronicle?
I thought you were just kidding.
It'd only be funny for so long, though, right?
I didn't think you'd really want to. Well,
you're a superhero and a billionaire. You can't possibly be insecure.
Does sound a bit stupid when you put it like that, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, I didn't know how to... I mean, none of the other heroes kiss their sidekicks.
Most of the other sidekicks are 15-year-old boys.
Well, that's probably a good reason.
Probably.
So, you're not... I mean,
You're gonna have to finish that sentence before I can answer this one. You were doing pretty good for a few seconds there, but I was too surprised to enjoy it.
We do seem to have lost a little momentum, don't we?
Just a touch.
It's a lot to process all at once, isn't it? I mean, this could change everything.
Yes, boss.
But I don't really want everything to change. I like everything. Well, almost everything. You know what I mean.
Yes, boss.
I mean, obviously we'll have to give this some careful thought. Exactly how to proceed. I mean, do we...
Boss?
Yes?
Shut up a minute.
Yes, boss.
And so concludes another adventure of the Red Panda! This recording and the story, characters, and situations contained therein are the exclusive property of their creator and copyright holder, Greg Taylor, and are produced and distributed by Decoder Ring Theater through arrangement with him. These recordings may not be rebroadcast or redistributed by any means for any reason without express permission. Until next time, when Decoder Ring Theater brings you the further thrilling adventures of Canada's greatest superhero, this is Stephen Burley reminding you DecoderRingTheater.com is your address to adventure!
The character of Lady Luck as portrayed in this episode is not to be confused with the Lady Luck who was a backup feature in the old spirit sections and who, to be perfectly honest, I completely forgot about when I wrote this episode. It's a very common phrase in the English language that's been around for a long time, and it seemed a little silly to make a big deal about a character we don't really intend to use again. But for the record, they are not intended to be the same character, and neither myself nor Decoder Ring Theater make any proprietary claims regarding any other characters that have ever used that name in the whole entire history of the universe. Ever. The Red Panda Adventures, Episode 36, The Field Trip, was written and directed by Greg Taylor, with original music by Andrea Lyons, and featured the vocal talents of Julie Cogger, Stephen Burley, Kevin Robinson, M. John Kennedy, Shannon Arnold, Clarissa de Nederlanden, and Greg Taylor. Until next time, for all of us here, good night.
Apparently, you enjoy listening to audio dramas, since you're hearing this message. I'll keep it short so you can get back to the fun stuff. If you would like to see and experience how all these stories, voices, sound effects, and music come together to create Theater of the Mind, make plans to visit the Modern Audio Drama Convention in Halifax, Nova Scotia, July 24th through 26th, 2020. Meet the creators. Find out how to write, record, mix, sweeten, and produce movies that play in your head. See what the voices you hear actually look like. We never look like we sound. For all the details, visit madcon.com. That's M-A-D, as in modern audio drama, then dash, as in dash on over, then con, as in convention, duh, then dot, as in it'll be the most fun you've had in a while, period, then com, as in come on over, we'll love to see you. Madcon, your ears and brain will thank you.